This guy's been coming in here many, many times. Good to get him in here, especially after a big win in Dallas. Greg Anderson, NHRA Pro Stock winner, joining us here in the Freak Nation. And was this as big of a shock to you with not just this win, Greg Anderson, but how you won this damn thing with those hole shots, bud?
I think everybody's still laughing. I am.
Why? But
I'm pretty sure nobody saw that one coming.
Well,
including me.
Explain to me why. Why is that?
I don't know. It's like, you know, I just been so disappointed, and my race car just kind of struggled all year. It just hasn't run good all year, and I haven't drove good all year. And for some crazy reason, and I don't know if it's the racetrack here is just that much better or what, but my race car was happy here, and it ran good for the first time since I can remember. And it's like all of a sudden it fixes my lights. It's a crazy, crazy deal. I don't know if it's confidence or I have no earthly idea, but all of a sudden everything comes together. The race car runs good, and the goofball behind the wheel gets his foot off the clutch on time, and bam, you can win a race again. So crazy, crazy deal.
Greg Anderson, NHRA Pro Stock winner from Dallas, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Are there tracks, like maybe a Dallas, a Motorplex, that you, once you roll in there, you feel more comfortable than others? Because that have been part of the positivity for you?
I think it could have been. Right from the gear, I've kind of complained for the last, God, I don't know how many races, that my car just doesn't seem to have enough grip, doesn't have traction. I don't need to try. I don't have traction. I keep telling my crew chiefs I don't have traction. And they look at me like I got three heads. They're like, oh, just shut up. You don't know what you're talking about. And I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. And I roll into the gates here at the Motorplex, and all of a sudden the car's got, like, traction up the butt. It can't think about spinning race tire, and it's fast. So I don't know if the racetrack fixed it or we actually made changes to the race car that fixed it. I guess I should give credit to the crew. They just made the race car that much better. But I honestly don't know if it's some of that or some of the racetrack what. And I guess that's why they call it the Motorplex. It's a great racetrack, and it fixed my race car.
Greg Anderson, you mentioned how some of this was the car, some of this was you. I mean, let's give yourself some credit. This is your 94th win. It's not like you've been shabby on hole shots your entire career. You're very good there, but today just happened to be upper echelon.
It's funny. It just snowballs. You know, when your car's not good, you're not happy. You got a frown on your face all the time. You're not smiling. You're not confident. It just snowballs, and then you can't cut a light. So it just all goes together. A race car runs good. You put a smile back on your face. You get the confidence back, and all of a sudden your clutch foot works. It's just a crazy, crazy deal. And the mind is 80% of this whole deal out here. And the race car being that much happier fixed my mind, I guess, is what it comes down to.
So how do we keep Greg Anderson's mind in this very state for the rest of the season?
Boy, there's a good question. You got any ideas? Let me know. I guess my race car has to be good. It has to be happy. It has to be fast. And that puts a smile on my face, and that makes my clutch foot work better, I guess. And I guess if I look back at my career, you know, I've always had fast race cars, and that's why we've won the majority of races we've won, because we've had fast race cars. So I guess that's what does it for me. When I get a race car that wants to run, so do I.
Greg Anderson, you've got Las Vegas and Pomona left. You have been pretty good at those tracks. You got 101 points to make up. This looks like it's falling right into your lap.
Well, I'm going to need to be good at those two races. I've been horrible the first three of the countdown, and I pretty much got myself out of it, and everybody's ready to throw dirt on top of my coffin, and I scratched and clawed my way back out today, but I still got a long way to dig to get out of it, and I'm going to have another good race at Vegas. Which, you know, I love that racetrack. So things couldn't set up any better for me. So I'm going to a place I love. My race car seems better now. So I got a chance again. And it's like the old saying, so you're saying there's a chance. And I guess there's still a chance.
Greg Anderson, you sound a little baffled about why this car is working so much better. Is there something you can point to or something you could say that you flipped this switch and now it's working?
Well, we did a million things to it, trying to find traction, trying to find grip in the car. That's been the Achilles heel for a lot of races now. It just wants to spin the tires and shake the tires. And it seems like for whatever reason, we've changed tons of things every single run for as long as I can remember. And apparently we hit on something this week. And obviously the Motorplex being a great racetrack helped that too. But it definitely tells us what the problem is and what the issue is and what we need to make better. So we learned a lot this weekend, and now we go to Vegas, but that's another good racetrack. So I'm hoping my car performs well there too. And if it does, hopefully the driver's mind comes along with it.
Greg Anderson, we're big fans of Pro Stock. Some of the races are decided by split seconds, milliseconds. How soon do you know that you've got a winning car? Do you know that the first run off the truck, or does it take a while? How do you know you're a winner today?
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, the cars are all so damn even. And you leave the starting line, or sometimes the car feels good, sometimes it doesn't. You think you cut a good light, but you didn't, or you don't think you cut a light, and you did. You just don't know. You don't have a readout on your dash that tells you what you did and what the car did. So you just rip on down there, do the best job you can. You try not to look in the other lanes. You try to run your own racetrack, and hopefully the wind light comes on at the finish line. And the funny thing here, I don't know what it is with the wind light at the finish line, but I couldn't tell any run if I had won or lost. I couldn't find a wind light. So I don't know if it's just been that long since I've seen one or what, but I couldn't find a wind light any round, so I had no earthly idea if I won a round or not until I turned the corner and the TV guys said, come here or go there.
Greg Anderson, we are about to begin 50 years of Pro Stock with the NHRA. You've been racing since 98. You've got almost 100 wins, multiple championships. Where does Greg Anderson sit on that list of top drivers in the 50 years of NHRA Pro Stock?
You know, I don't know, but I love what I do. I've had a good time. I've had a good run. I never imagined I'd win one race, let alone 94 or whatever it ends up being. So it's been a good run, but I sure don't want it to end yet. I want to get a whole bunch more. I want to keep racing as long as I can. And, I'll know when it comes time where I know I can't cut a light and I just can't do a job driving. I'll get out of the car. And I don't know if that's tomorrow. I don't know if that's 2 years from now or 2 months from now. I have no earthly idea, but I'm going to keep digging as long as I can, as long as I can have a day like today, and I'll keep digging.
You didn't answer the question, Greg Anderson. Where do you rank in the Pro Stock Series, you bastard?
I keep up with traffic, I think. I do okay.
Top five, top four, top three.
I'm trying to do what I love to do. And when it's all done and said and I get out of the car, then I guess I'll look at that stuff. But I don't really worry about that right now. I just want to go out there and I want to win. I want to race and I want to win. And I want to win every race I go to. Who cares what the number is?
To be honest, that's one of the major reasons you are so successful. It's because you don't worry about trophies. You don't worry about, what the statistics are. You just let things play out and you just focus. You have a different kind of focus. And that's what builds championships.
Well, I guess maybe you're right, but I don't go to the race to place. I don't go to the race to finish. I just go to the race to win. And if I don't race, I don't win. I'm not happy. And it's been an unhappy last couple months, but today I'm happier than hell. And you start to wonder, those op races where your car don't look good, you don't cut a good light. Can I do this anymore? Do I need to get out of the car? Is it time? But then you have a day like today. Well, I guess it just buys us a little more time.
One of the winningest drivers ever, not just in NHRA, not just in Pro Stock, but of course in NHRA. He got himself a win this weekend in Dallas. Greg Anderson joining us here in the Freak Nation. A guy your age, do you still daydream or think about Pomona, the finals, coming down to that last race to win the championship?
You damn right I do. That's what you live for. It's the coolest feeling. I've been fortunate enough to do it before. I remember that feeling. I'll never forget it. And, man, that's what does it for us. It's so cool, especially at Pomona. Sun going down, final round, everything on the line, and either getting it done or not getting it done. And when you get it done, it's the greatest feeling in the world. So you damn right I think about it. I dream about it. And I hope we can have it again.
Greg Anderson, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks for doing it, buddy.
Well, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you.
All right.
See you soon.
Okay, boys, girls.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
He wouldn't take the bait, would he? He would not take the bait. He didn't even want to mention Warren Johnson's name.
No, he didn't want to mention his own name.
No.
But he is. It's got to be, who am I missing, Statman? It's got to be top two, Warren Johnson, Greg Anderson. And we could argue what order they belong in.
Well, he got to, as much as I hate to say this, it's got to be Warren Johnson at top. But Greg is right there, and to get Greg to talk about Warren Johnson would be a bigger headline than putting himself on Mount Rushmore for Pro Stock. He used to work for Warren Johnson, for those who don't know, and the two of them have been on splits what, Splitsville? Is that what they used to say? They don't talk about each other for any reason at any time, for, you know, whatever, whoever they're talking to.
I mean, think about that, though. You just the history of the pro stock class. You, at least you've got to put Bob Glidden in the conversation.
Oh yeah, there's got to
even Jed Coughlin Jr. to a degree.
Oh my God, true.
It's got to it's got to be Glidden in front of Coughlin, and there's got to be Grumpy Jenkins, who was there at the beginning. The Grump was the original one. He's got to be in front of Warren Johnson. But Bill Grumpy Jenkins has got to be number one. Then maybe Warren Johnson. And then who'd you just mention? The only guy I've ever asked for, not the only one, but one of the like four or five people I've asked for an autograph. Yeah, Bob Glidden. Glidden might even be in front of Warren Johnson. So the Grump, Glidden, Warren Johnson, and then Greg Anderson. Yeah, is that four? Anderson's still on Mount Rushmore.
Yeah. So, Crasher, how many race wins was that for Greg Anderson?
94.
Three more, and he ties Warren Johnson. How about that? Your Statman Scat coming up. Also, Rob McCracken.
You think Warren Johnson would ever congratulate him after he ties him?
That'd be news, man. That would be news. Holy smokes.